My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners. It's been a long time.
Come on. You just ran the left! Yeah. Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. A friend that smells fear, not a lot, my competitors flesh.
Hello.
Bert's back.
Bert's back.
Hello.
Jazz hands in a new location. Bert, how you feeling? Bert's getting settled in right now. It looks good. What do you think? You change it? Are you gonna change it up again? You feel free to do fire. Whatever. Just figure it out, Bert. We're good. Listen.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania season's done. I'm hyped. Bert's hyped. He's so hyped. He's in a new area now.
Yeah.
he's in a new state. He's no longer the Florida man, but he will talk about that when he will give all settled in whatever too. Are you? Where's your liquid death? No liquid death today. Did you
not
leave it all
today,
in Florida?
No. Today is sponsored by Calypso.
Look at that. You know, somebody sponsor us, right?
I've only ever had one Calypso.
I really like the Southern Peach Lemonade.
I have not had that one. I've only had the blue. What is it? Blue Ocean Lemonade.
The blue lemonade.
Blue Island Wave or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Some along the lines like that. Christopher Casey's here because tonight's menu is corned beef, carrots, and turnips.
Ooh.
Did you turn up for WrestleMania?
Ha!
Sure as hell I did.
I see what you did there.
Maria Doner here is good evening, guys. Thank you, Maria, for checking out the show. Albert, who's on the show but also commentating. Hi, guys. Nice to see Bert. It's nice to see you too, Bert. That's here, but also commentating.
Is that the part of your spirit that you left somewhere in Disney as a Horcrux?
Yes.
That's now we have two. We have two Berts now.
There's three. There's one in Disney and one in Universal somewhere.
And one is still in Japan in the Tokyo Disneyland.
Yes.
What's up, Bert? Nice to see you guys on a Monday night. Yeah, we're here
on
a Monday night. Yeet.
On a Tuesday.
WrestleMania. Stand and deliver. A bunch of stuff too. It was a really, really good show, Bert. I'm sure you watched it too. Me and Mike had our live stream for the main event because we'll talk about. I got to clip the reaction for both of us because Albert, it was on a delay. Like mine was a couple seconds ahead of Mike's. So I was like, and then I'm like, Mike, hold on a second. Like when the Shield music came out and everything too. But we will get to all that in a little bit. Reminder, check everything else, review and preview, wherever you get your shows and whatnot too here. We got a bunch of other stuff here. We'll get to what we're doing at the end of the show, what the plans are for Four Corners for the next couple weeks, whatever too. But we'll just get right into it.
Let's do it.
I don't want to get into this part.
We got to rip the Band-Aid off to get to the good stuff.
Golden Swap. What's Golden Swap? It's been a while. So Bert asked me the other day, what is Golden Swap? Because he hasn't been here in a while. He woke up from his nap from the Elimination Chamber. Was that the pay-per-view? I don't even know which one.
Yeah, that was the pay-per-view we were
It's been so long ago. It's when title change happens on Raw, NXT, Collision, Dynamite, whatever New Japan show is. Every title except the 24/7 title, even though we would still be here, despite it being retired 3 years ago. It is a Ring of Honor goal. We forgot to talk about this, Mike, because, you know, they do a traditional Super Card of Honor, which apparently looks like a great card from top to bottom. We got two title changes that happened on here. I'm not going to do any crazy stats or whatever because we got a lot to get to, so I'll talk about them right here.
Okay.
Mark Briscoe wins the Ring of Honor world title from Eddie Kingston. Okay, Bert, I talked to Mike about this last week, so... Okay, this is I'm gonna see if I remember this. All right, here we go. Put this Ring of Honor, the Continental Championship. Here are the three titles to require for the
the pens. Yes.
Okay, the Ring of Honor World Championship.
Correct.
The Continental Championship for
correct.
Right, and the other one was a New Japan Strong title or something. I forgot which one it was. Right.
Open weight.
So you win all three titles, Bert. What color do I need to get here? You win all three titles. You get a imaginary fourth title. The Triple Crown, whatever. So Eddie Kingston lost one last week. So in return, he lost the fourth one. So now he had two titles, and guess what? He just lost another one. I think he still has one title left, too.
Still the New Japan one, I think.
And Billy Starks wins the Ring of Honor Women's title, too. We'll just do these kind of a little bit quicker than the other ones because we got a lot to get to with WrestleMania. Charles Stone commenting saying, yo, guys. Charles, thank you so much for checking out the show. Please let us know your thoughts on WrestleMania.
Brian.
Thank you for checking us out, too. We're doing some quick
Packers fan.
We are doing some quick golden swaps here.
The
Mark Briscoe thing, as awesome as it was, well-deserved. I really think we called it a long time ago, right? We called it a while, like a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Shortly after Jay passed, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And there was plenty of other times to do it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the case of, I don't want to be, you know, whatever, well-deserved, I'm glad he got it, but is it a little too late, you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would have been a little bit better if it wasn't on this weekend and, say, another show, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Some separate from WrestleMania weekend?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad people agree on this. I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, it's over. You finally did it, and it's overshadowed
by everything else that happened. I think out of all the Mania, out of all the weekends, doing it on WrestleMania weekend was a little bit, I'm not sure. You know, it should have been a couple months after with the right timing, or even like at the end of 2023. There's just a lot of better opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think, again, great for Briscoe winning. I'm very happy about it, but.
Oh, yeah, he deserves it. It's just
too little too late. It doesn't have the same feel to it. I'm glad he got his first. This is his first singles title, I believe. Main title. I know he won. I think he won a secondary title, won another promotion.
Did he win the TV title?
I think he might have a while back, but this is his first main title promotion. His brother Jay, who passed away January 2023, was a multi-time champion, two-time or maybe three-time Ring of Honor world champion. Mm-hmm. Too little too late, but still, like, I'm glad he won it. You know what I mean? It's not me ripping up hard saying, like,
no,
great booking call. I just wish the booking was a little bit sooner. You know, there's better chances for it, I would say.
Heck, you should have done it. If you're going to wait a year, do it. You should have done it this past January on the anniversary.
Yeah. Because they had a show around that time, too, right? I believe they had something like that, too.
Not to mention, you could put it on any AEW show. You own the you own the rights to Ring of Honor. You can do it whenever you want.
And we'll get to AEW talk in a second. The next one here, Billy Starks wins another Ring of Honor title, the Ring of Honor Women's title too. So hey, look, got both main titles changed at Supercard of Honor weekend.
Actually, no. Slight caveat to that: it is not the main women's title.
Oh, I'm sorry, secondary one. Oh, sorry, it's the women's. I did right here, TV title. Sorry,
it's the women's TV title.
My apologies on that one too.
I saw some segment of her arguing. I think it was with her mom. Because Billy Starks is bad right now, so she cheated to win or whatever.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Classic heel work.
Classic heel work.
Classic. Well, listen,
I said that a few times last night. I remember.
It's a lot of classic heel work that happened too in this show too. But overall, Ring of Honor, good title change. Just, you know, it's kind of hard to take it over with Supercard of. I think with that type of Supercard of Honor, great show. Maybe you don't do as many title changes because it's not as, you know. Because other stuff is going on. A lot of other things were going on, too.
Well, yeah, it was up against the last SmackDown before Mania and the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so it's a little bit jam-packed. And then you got Stand and Deliver the next day, and you got WrestleMania. But we're not going to talk about this yet, because just to hold your horses, people, we got to clean up some other things. Some AEW talk. Mike mentioned it yesterday. Bert, I'm not sure if you're aware of what's been going on, too, with this. Apparently, AEW is set to show footage of the Jungle Boy CM
Punk. I did see this.
The backstage tussle that happened. How long ago was that? This was was this a year ago?
Just about a year ago,
I was saying, this has been like a year ago.
Punk came back at Survivor Series.
In November.
This was like.
And his contract was up around this time last year.
I think it was around this time last year,
I think, or maybe beginning of the summer or something along the lines like that, too. And now they're set to release the back, because there was a whole, not only just with the Jungle Boy Punk situation, too. There was the Punk Young Buck situation. There was the Punk Kenny Omega situation. There was the Punk Tony Khan situation, where he very feared for his life. And in context, when I say it like that, it seems like Punk's the bad guy. But what I originally thought when I read all that, when I heard about it, then when I read more about it, I'm like, no, this is not on Punk at all. It's everybody else.
Everybody else is picking fights with Punk.
And that's including Jungle Boy, too, and involved in that, too.
August, by the way.
Was when Punk was this fight.
Yes, was this fight. It was it All In.
Okay, but so before that was the Young Bucks one, right?
The Young Bucks one was at All Out.
That was All Out.
Because they call it Brawl Out.
Brawl Out. Okay. And then this one was in past. So it's a little more kind of recent, too. Did they announce when they're going to exactly show the footage?
Wednesday.
Oh, during Dynamite.
Yes.
So this is going to be,
this is an announced part of their weekly episodic television show.
So this is not, so this has got to be part of a storyline, not storyline, but with,
they're going to know they're, yeah, they're going to use it for something.
So you think it's going to be a little bit fluffed to boost the AEW side? Okay. As long as we
it wouldn't shock me if they're using it to try to turn Jungle Boy face.
That's probably because he's been getting more, a lot of heel work as of late too, you know, especially now with the stuff coming out too, what Punk was talking about and everything too. Is it necessary to release this?
No,
this is out of spite.
Yeah.
This is out of spite for the Ariel Helwani interview.
Yeah. Cause this was announced right after Ariel Helwani.
Literally.
ESPN. He's still with ESPN as the MMA hour, but also not only has MMA guys, has WWE guys been talking about, he's a huge wrestling fan too. I like how he kind of incorporates wrestling in ESPN. He's kind of the guy at ESPN that incorporates the WWE stuff too.
Yes.
Had CM Punk on for, I got to check out that full interview. Punk kind of talked about everything like leading up to his end with AEW, coming into WWE, and was like full on talking about it. Didn't like hide anything. Didn't like use like different names or whatever. Kind of just basically said, yeah, this is what happened from point A to point B where I left and how I came back and everything, how everything changed in between too. I mean, from what I saw the clips, it didn't seem like, you know, just making Punk was just kind of talking about like what happened, like from his perspective.
Yeah. He was honest.
Like, he was honest. It wasn't like he was like bashing it. I don't know the right word for it. Like saying, like,
he wasn't
like,
going overboard.
Yeah. Not like cutting corners, like literally like saying, like, yeah, this is what happened. Like, this is how I feel. Like, I didn't like it. Like, and rightfully so.
Right. The only thing he declined to talk about was, because he had to, was the brawl out incident. In that case, Tony made him sign an NDA, I guess.
Because he feared for his life.
Which he talked about that too. And it's
so. What do we expect for this all out? Not this all in brawl release footage. Like, what is it gonna like?
I don't know. But so I wanted to talk about it because this is stupid.
Yeah,
this is absolutely idiotic. And apparently Tony has wanted to release the footage for a long time, and the interview gave him the reason to.
But don't you want to be the bigger person, especially you're owning
a billion dollar
lot of money company? I'm assuming it's billions.
I'm assuming he's feeding, but I don't think they're making billions.
Or feeding into it with everything.
He's feeding billions.
A billionaire family.
If you believe what Punk says, the crowds are like quarter filled, half filled.
Yeah. He specifically, well, that's one of the things he says is if some goof tells you had a 5-star match, but the quarter, if you're okay with some goof telling you that you had a 5-star match, but the audience, the crowd is a quarter full, then we're not in the same business.
Because all they cared about AEW is the 5-star matches that are too. Burr, when we went to AEW at UBS Arena, the crowd was pretty packed though, right?
It was pretty packed, mostly because it was during the MJF storyline.
Oh, yeah, and he's from the area too. Because Punk wasn't there. It was this
Punk was Daniel. There.
Was Punk there? Yes.
He was Rampage.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. I think Punk
He wasn't fighting, but he made an appearance.
Because he got injured, right? And he came back. Or was it so? What was the timeline for this? Because like I know Daniel Bryan just joined in. We went.
This was leading up to, I think, the dog collar match that they had at Revolution.
Yeah, Mike. This was December 2021.
Okay. Yeah. So this is before Brawl Out, isn't it?
This is way before.
Way before. Way
okay,
before
so Brawl he Out. Hasn't torn. So he hasn't torn his triceps yet because he does. Without saying it, he does indicate that the torn triceps actually happens during Brawl Out.
So that's first,
so he tore his one tricep, his left one.
Yeah.
They said initially in the match that night.
Yeah.
He seemed to indicate in the interview, at least from what I gathered, that it happens in the backstage incident.
Which is why they'll never release anything that happened about that too.
No.
I don't think they ever will.
No, I don't want to spoil the whole interview for you guys, so I'll leave it at that. But there is there's some interesting follow-up to that too, is how the company handled it. Anyway,
and they want to protect the Young Bucks and Kenny.
Of course they do.
They want. I mean, they're gold. They're golden. They're young stars. They're young up-and-coming stars in AEW.
Yeah, they're young late 30s stars.
They're four pillars of AEW. Wait a second. They're not. They're four pillars of AEW. Wait, hold on. They're four pillars of the young rising AEW stars. Still, it's just petty to me.
No, honestly, and that's the thing.
Tony should be the bigger person. Like, just like. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm being back to being a WWE homer. But like, if the companies were reversed, and this was, would WWE ever release the footage of this stuff?
No, they'd fire Punk, they'd fire the Bucks, they'd fire everybody involved.
They clean house. Clean house and never talk about it. And maybe do a documentary on it like years from now, like talking
they'd cooperate with a Dark Side of the Ring, just like they did with the Plane Ride from Hell.
Yeah, like they would. Yeah, they would just be like, all right, well, years later, here's what happened. And all the fans of us would be like, oh, yeah, I remember when this happened. I wonder how it went down and everything.
Right. But you can't tell me that the Plane Ride from Hell didn't have cameras on board, that something didn't get filmed, and you will never see it.
Yeah. I really
example.
I'm very curious. I would pay top dollar to see, like, on an old flip phone.
You would go to TNA and hand top dollar some money to see this.
You just made the list.
I miss Jericho a lot too. Yeah, just the I don't want to say the downfall of it, but like, just be the bigger person. Even honestly, if Vince was running it, I don't think he would do something like that. He would just do a shot and a promo, but like, that's the most it would be. And it'd be kind of funny, low key, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't want the AEW fans.
No, but like, you have to. The thing is like, I you have to realize, even if you're a major fan of a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
All power to you. I want AEW to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
It will not doing things like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep doing this. It was cool the first couple of weeks and months taking shots at WWE, like, oh, we're the cool, trendy new company. I got behind it. Then after a while, it was like, all right, okay, you signed a guy from WWE. He hated it there. Okay, the same spiel over and over.
Disappointing thing, if you really take like a wider look at it, they're 5 years in now. It feels like WCW 10 years in.
It really is. Is it gonna like, I don't want it to go down, but like, if they keep doing this trend, could that be the case?
Could be.
I think they end up like TNA at one point, where it was
like the dark side of TNA, like the dark.
They are exclusively on one streaming service, and that's where all their shows are.
Yeah,
because no channel will give them a TV deal.
Yeah,
but they'll still have production value because an ownership group, in this case the Khans, will keep feeding money into it.
And they'll have old WWE guys, like back with TNA in the day when they had Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Eric Bischoff, Hogan, Flair,
they will
Mick Foley, Booker T.
They'll get mid-card. Now, I don't say mid-card guys because obviously Hogan wasn't a mid-card guy, but in this case, I think it'll be mid-card guys that will keep the company afloat by name.
Yeah, Adam Cole.
Won't do anything. Yeah.
Bryan Danielson. I hate to say it, Adam Copeland Edge, which I don't want it to be.
I just want him and Christian to retire and leave.
Yeah. And just, go do, not wrestle in WWE, but maybe just be a part of it. Like, do like some like backstage.
Do the ENC show.
Yeah.
Fun.
Or do like special appearances at pay-per-views. You know, right. Like do commentary.
Host WrestleMania.
They'd be a good host. They would be really good. They would be really good hosts for WrestleMania. They could just, I mean, I don't, that's just my AEW talk. That's just.
No, I know. It's just, I hate ragging on AEW so much.
Because we were so different with it when it first came out. You remember that?
Oh, I was so excited. I'm still excited for the potential it has.
With all these guys.
But if it walks, I always say, like, this is an example I've been using a lot lately. If it walks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. So, like, I hate where it's headed. I can't watch it.
Yeah,
I cannot watch it.
I sometimes where I look at it, I'm like,
right. I want to watch it, and I try, and it's just not entertaining.
But just like when the certain wrestlers they signed, Edge being one, I was like, right, oh, let's go. great for a couple weeks. And I'm like, Keith and Lee.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
Right. And you cannot sustain a company with that mentality.
That's why I worry about Kosciuszko Okada.
You should.
Because, like,
we all should.
Because, like, and now it's going to be like, I don't know if fans are going to like him in the U.S. Now he's going to go back to Japan and be a big what if, you know? Keith Lee. No, another one. Hell, Cody Rhodes was one, and he got out. Cody Rhodes got out in the nick of time.
Yes, he did.
Can you imagine if Cody was still there now? Or came out, like, got released or left a little bit, a couple months after originally, you know?
I keep going back to this in my head because I still can't believe it was a thing. Cody was one of your biggest stars you had in the whole company, especially starting out. You literally had him lose a match where the stipulation meant that he could never be world champion. What kind of asinine thinking is that?
I thought at first it was, as long as Jericho was champion.
Right.
Which would make sense. We've seen that before. Fine. Yeah. Whatever. Then he'll be the third champion at some point. Have a transitional champion. But never at all. I'm like, never. Yeah, this is not. Then he'll be a three-time TNT champion and that's it. Created the company. That guy was one of the hottest superstars heading out of WWE in 2016.
And you know what? Looking back at it, you know what my perspective has become of it? That was the Elite's way of getting him out of the way of Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay, just, Cody. Cody, we really think you should focus on the business end of this.
Fine.
And booking. So we think just to keep it from you know being clamored by the fans and stuff. Let's have you not be able to be world champion. That way, you kind of relinquish that pressure of having to hold it ever and stuff like that. They probably spun it to him like that. Yeah. And it was like, and I'm sure if Cody could go back in time, he'd be like, no.
No, I could still go at it. Like, I'm not close to retiring. I'm like, I still have a couple years left in wrestling.
And he said, I don't know if you guys remember him saying this. He specifically said that's why his matches sucked near the end, because he was only wrestling like once a month.
He wasn't wrestling that month too. No, he wasn't. That too.
No, he was doing all the backstage stuff.
And they wanted him. They wanted to bring in the young guys, a lot of independent talent that we thought like, wow, give him chance. But they never gave him chances because guess who was. Bring a WWE guy in, Kenny, Bucks, Hangman, Adam Page, WWE guy. None of these young guys they brought in, like at the time, Jungle Boy. Remember Marco Stunt?
Yes.
Whatever happened to him?
They just released him. Oh, speaking of which,
Joey Janela too. Another one. I'm saying, like independent guys. Where you're like, oh wow, I wish they came to WWE. Like now they got a company. I want to see how they do.
By the way, do you guys remember Tony Khan boasting that he was a better owner than the McMahons or Triple H or whatever because he never released anybody?
Yeah.
That's the other thing AEW did that day, the day of the interview. The day the interview came out with Punk.
What?
They released people.
Who they release?
Hold on, I'm pulling up the list now because
I think I read they released somebody, right?
Yeah, so they released Andrade in January.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Santana.
Yeah, I heard they released him. Yeah.
The boys, Dalton Castle's guys, Dasha Gonzalez, Jose the assistant.
Okay, I did hear about some of these guys being released.
Anthony Henry, Stu Grayson, Parker Bordeaux.
A lot of guys, even like those guys that you said were going to be
Parker Bordeaux got released again. Yes.
Again. And they didn't renew Matt Hardy. He officially became a free agent yesterday.
So does that mean?
A lot of people think so.
You think he's coming back? You think he can come back? Is Jeff Hardy still at AEW?
I don't think so.
That's another tag team too. Again, it's not like, you know, we expect him a lot, but like they just were like, I don't know. Can we just talk about NXT?
Yeah, let's get to the happy parts.
Billy Grant says, what's up, boys? Billy. He had a great time at WrestleMania. I'm jealous. AEW released some people.
We were just talking about that.
I don't want to talk. NXT Stand and Deliver, the recap.
Deliver, I know.
We'll go this a little bit, not so quickly, but we'll get into a little bit here and there because we got more with the show of shows.
Stevie Wonder on.
So Bert's favorite wrestler, Joe Gacy, defeated Sean Spears. Sean Spears in his return to NXT.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why is Sean Spears losing so much?
Because I feel he always, I like Sean Spears, but I feel like he's okay with just being like losing matches, you know? Because like with the Perfect 10, like he didn't win a lot. He just got over with his gimmick.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever even had a title.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he ever won it as Dillinger. Did he ever win an AEW title?
I don't think he ever did. I think he even said in an interview with Chris Van Vliet, he's not for like titles, or whatever. Like he just wants to be like entertain, like put guys over.
And I know he's training more now. So
that's what it is too.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're also like having him consult during classes at the Performance Center.
Yeah, I think he did it. He has a wrestling school with Tyler Breeze. Yes. I think that's what it was. And then down in Florida too.
Yep.
Nice little match to kind of start up, right? This was on the pre-show, if I'm not mistaken. Or was this like the
this was the pre-show match.
A little bit of a pre-show match. Did Rich Holland attack Joe Gacy? Or was this on a, I think that's something else. Did I look at something else? I didn't even check out this match, or did Rich Holland do it last week or something too?
No, because Rich Holland on Tuesday retired.
Yeah, but I thought he kind of technically came back and hit him with a chair, if I'm not mistaken.
He may have.
I'm so confused by that retirement.
Looks like he did, because it's saying 23 hours ago, it says stepping away, but it's a picture of him behind Gacy. Yeah, him behind Gacy with a chair.
Oh, that's cool. Look at that. I got to sit next to Eddie Guerrero's red car, and Billy Grant said it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I saw a commercial, by the way. Well, I'll talk about it during WrestleMania, because they were talking about doing like a WWE type of museum type of thing too or something. But hold on, Mike. It's not exactly where you think it is.
I think it is.
It's going to be somewhere else. It's going to be in our favorite place, a place where an area where they attacked me for a Great Khali comment, somewhere along the lines in that area, somewhere like that.
They're going to put it there.
Not exactly in that area, but Yeah. Well,
go on.
I'll be looking to it in a second too. Next one here: Bron Breakker, the opening match. Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin defeated Axum and Nathan Frazier for the tag titles. We were both wrong here, Mike. We said the OC. Yeah. Good match, but like is Braun staying or is he going to?
No, I think they must be tweening.
Are they bringing him on Raw with? I hate that kind of, I don't know why it bothers me going up to the main title, being called up and still having the tag titles. I don't know if I like that though. So like, is he going to be tweening back and forth? Who knows? I think they need to change the belts. I don't know.
I think it's because isn't the draft coming up soon?
No, our favorite one month.
Yeah, it's in May. They're probably going to wait till the draft to call them up.
Do they have an event before the draft, or are they going to do it on NXT?
They'll probably do it on NXT.
To whom?
Hate them.
Joe Gacy and Lil Jimmy.
Dang it. He stole R-Truth's tag partner. We'll see.
I have the link of the WWE quote unquote museum too, so I have it saved here for later because it was talked about. Okay. Apparently, it's been around for a year or so, but they're going to promote it a lot more here too. Obafemi, who defeated Dijak and Josh Briggs to retain the North American title. I saw this match. This was a very, 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 and I think we called it too. Dijak doing the moves, and then Obafemi just coming and taking the pin. Getting Briggs too. This is so good. I want Obafemi to just hold the title for the next like 5 years. Like every time I see him, I'm like, this guy's great. Excellent. Former shot putter,
like I said last week, they couldn't sign Moose. So they just made Moose.
They made a Moose. But you know how he got over with the who chant with the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
You saw how it started, right? Where like literally like he didn't even say anything. Like people were just doing it after, and then he like smiled and laughed. And the crowd just kept doing it now every time he talks.
Which is fantastic.
Which is what's like the best. Honestly, it's like the best kind of
crowd. You don't got to do anything.
He literally did not do anything. Did a smile, a chuckle, and then everybody was like, yeah, like they were going crazy. But Obafemi, I think he's going to have a huge 2024, I feel like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially with this belt, too. He's going to put on some excellent matches. I do wish Dijak would win a belt, but kind of where are you going to put him? You know, as far I think he might end up getting called back up to the main roster because he is ready for the main roster. He's been on there before, but I think he should do that. Now I saw Christopher see your comment here. We'll get that at the end because we're going to talk about that because I was kind of sprinkled in between too. Fallon Henley and Kalani Jordan. Oh, and Thea Hall defeated Izzy Dame, JC Jane, and Kiana James. A little six pack women's tag team match, so not too bad, right? A little kind of in between the other matches too. No complaints here, right? What's the next one here? Roxanne Perez defeated Lyra Valkyria for the women's championship. Did we expect this? I thought, did we have Valkyria retaining? We have Valkyria retaining now. I don't know. She's going to hold on the belt for a little bit longer. Is Valkyria going to be called up, you think? No, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah, no, right? I don't know what they're going to have.
Also, is Perez supposed to be a heel or face?
I thought she was a heel.
Yeah, she is a heel.
Wasn't the crowd loving that she won, though?
Yes.
So I'm confused on that. When I saw that, I'm like, I thought she was a heel. So, like, we don't know what we're going to get. Well, she's always been a face.
Yeah, she just turned heel, though.
Yeah, so that's what, make it work, I guess, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ilya Dragunov defeated Tony D'Angelo. This was very good. I did low-key kind of was like, if D'Angelo wins, it'd be kind of cool, but I figured Dragunov would win, too. He's going to hold on. He's going to be champion for a while, I feel like, too. He's going to have one of the longer runs, though, but this is just excellent. Tony D'Angelo, you think, will be called up or no?
No, I think not yet.
He's going to go NXT for a little bit longer, I feel like, too. The main ones we're saying is Kays and Breaker, right? Those are the two ones that we're thinking. And for the women's side, is there anybody on the women's division you think right now?
Not right now.
Yeah, you get this. I think the only two want, and even a tag team. Do you think a tag team? No, right? Like, I can't even think of a tag team.
I bet Cora Jade would be if she hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can't think of like Chase U. I can't see them on the main roster. They're very good for NXT. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of like the longer tag team that have been there.
They remind me too much of the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, they did. No, so I don't see. And I've been, I think. After Hayes and Breaker, Dragunov, I think, will be next in line when he eventually drops the belt, right? Yeah. I feel like that's got to be the case on there, too. The main event, this one, whoop that trick. Trick Williams defeated Carmelo Hayes.
Yes.
Excellent. You didn't need a title. It's a great classic of friends, best friends, tag partners, manager, overtook it. Beautiful storytelling, and this is good.
Dare I say a 5-star match?
No, couldn't be.
It was not in Tokyo. No. It was not in It was not in Tokyo. It was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, although
3.5.
So yeah, 3. You're beat. That's generous. I say 2.75. I would say.
Yes.
It was though, but legitimately, it was an awesome main event. I love Carmelo Hayes' heel work, though. I think he's better as a heel than a face. I think him in my opinion. And Trick, I think, is a better face than a heel.
Yes, absolutely.
Trick was a heel with Pays, obviously. But yeah, like that just like worked perfectly.
Yes.
It really did. Booker did. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. This is good. I think at some point Trick has to win the NXT championship, right?
At this point, it feels like
it's gotta be, right? But I don't know how long you have Dragunov hold on to the belt for. SummerSlam?
I guess, although my plan for him at SummerSlam is out the window now.
You thought challenging for Gunther, right? You thought Gunther would be. Well, and we'll get to that in a little bit, too. We don't know what's going on there. But that was a very good main. Although, Stand and Deliver was pretty solid, I would say. You know, it still misses
for sure.
It misses the aura of NXT TakeOver. Little cleanup stuff with it, though. Yes, Julia was there, former star Stardom with the Japanese women's promotion, was there with William Regal, and I'm so happy William Regal's allowed back on television. It makes me very happy. Mm-hmm. The world is a better place with William Regal on our television screens. And Oba Dijak and Josh Briggs, they're going to have a new women's North American championship. What do you guys think? Another belt. The NXT Women's North American Championship.
I like it.
It looks cool. It looks nice. I do like the look of it, though.
Yeah. I bet they won't let their first champion be champion for over 500 days.
Yeah, I don't. They can't let that. I wish the name changed. But also, it's like NXT North American, Women's North American. And yeah, I mean, it's fine. I wish the name would be different. But, like, what else? I feel like you can't. What other names are you going to do?
Right.
You know, because, like,
the All Atlantic title.
The TBS championship,
the international title.
Did they announce who's going to be in the first match for? Is it going to be like a qualifying matches? Are we getting qualifying matches? Are we getting qualifying?
Qualifying matches.
Let me look to see if perhaps they have.
Whoop that trick.
I don't see that they have. That they've only announced the belt, not necessarily who's going to be in it. I'm sure that'll be Tuesday.
Who do you have? Do you have any early ideas on who could it be or no?
I mean,
I got no.
Probably someone in like the Tia Hale.
Probably somewhere around that, right? And not along that line still.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Fallon Henley,
Kiana Henley. James.
Basically anybody in that six-woman.
Yeah, in that six-woman match.
Maybe a gauntlet match, a qualifying match, something. Elimination Chamber, something like that. Ladder match.
Championship Scramble.
Ladder match.
Yes, ladder match.
Something like that. Let's just get to the main part of it. Let's just get to it. Because we're flying through these because I just want to talk about WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
The granddaddy of them all. The show of shows. I like how... Do you notice that now the WrestleMania logos have the numbers in it? It's the Roman numerals, but they have... Mm-hmm. You guys know why they never had the numbers in the past years, right?
I remember hearing, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that too. But...
It's because Vince didn't want to seem old himself by seeing the number on the WrestleMania. Because you notice from WrestleMania 31 to, I think, honestly... Yeah, it was this one. This is the first one with numbers in it now. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. But take that one away. But up until the COVID year, I'd say, he didn't want numbers on it because he didn't want to look old.
You're 78.
But, like, that's part of the WrestleMania charm. It's like the Super Bowl logo. Like, it's cool. Yeah. It has that look to it, too.
Yeah.
But regardless, overall great. We'll break it down match by match. Night one first. The opener. Rhea Ripley defeated Becky Lynch to retain the Women's World Championship. I'm glad this was the case. I think she should have retained. Good call. Excellent match. A good opener. I didn't expect it to open the card, by the way.
I didn't, but
this was good. Becky looked good in the match. Rhea, obviously, great. Now is over a year as the Women's World Champion, which, again, rightfully so. She's had a great 2023 and now a great 24. I see her holding on to the belt for a good portion of the rest of the year. I feel like I don't see anybody else taking the belt away from her. She can still put on some great matches against everybody else, but I don't see her dropping anytime soon.
No, soonest is SummerSlam.
Yeah, and by then I'm still not sure. Right. Maybe barring injury, and you know, I don't want that to happen, but that's the only thing I would see her dropping the title.
Yeah,
I would say maybe Survivor Series. Hell, maybe next year's Rumble. I don't know if they do that.
Next year's Mania.
I mean, I don't know if they do that, but I'm just kind of throwing it out there too. But overall, really good. Becky's still going to be in the title picture. She still can put on some good matches. She'll always she can take losses here and there too. So she's at that point in her career where she can take a loss or two. Yep. I think she'll probably take some time off with the mentioned Rollins we'll talk about in a little bit. The six pack ladder match. Man, the awesome truth. So we figured it out and made it clarify it. Thank God. So the match ended when both belts were taken down. So when the first ones were down, perfect. The match kept going. So A-Town Down Under won the SmackDown tag titles in the match first, and then Awesome Truth won them second.
I'm sorry. What's the name of Waller?
A-Town Down Under.
A-Town Down Under is their official team name.
No, it's their legit name, Burtis. I'm not making it up. It's a legit name.
Good.
I had a weird feeling, Mike, that they were going to have them win one of those belts.
Yeah.
I had a weird feeling they were going to
I don't necessarily like it, but fair enough.
Fine. They've been getting a lot of heel work. This is what happens. The more we say we hate them, the more they get recognition. Exactly. So they're doing their job too. I'm glad this was the order, though. That Awesome Truth won the second ones.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good. Yes. That was an awesome feel good story. This is R-Truth's first WrestleMania win, by the way. This is his second WrestleMania, I believe, too. I think we looked this up. His first one was at WrestleMania 31 in the Intercontinental Ladder match.
Yep.
With Stardust. Wonder whatever happened to him. But I think the ladder match, my worry, Bert, I said last week, was that 12 wrestlers, 6 teams, it could go really well, or it could be very chaotic, and we don't know what's going on. Not a lot, like a lot going on at once that we can't pay attention to. I stand here say that I was proven wrong. I stand corrected. They did it very well here in a lot of great, great spots. Everyone did their part. Everyone looked good. Tooth gets some comedy in there. Priest looked dominant. New Day with some high flying. DIY looked great. Everybody looked good here. I have
you know what's chaotic? A stadium stampede match.
Well, that's not even well, imagine if that was it. Imagine if that was the case. Actually, wait, stadium stampede did have they did have 12 wrestlers. It was six on six. Wow. Again, well, then it was all over the arena. This one was a little bit different with the said ladder match. But what did you guys? I think this was like a really good match and great choice, at least for the Austin Truth.
Yes, I think I would have liked to have seen like New Catch Republic or DIY win. You know,
I even say they look good too. By the way, Dunn and Bate.
Yeah,
big strong boy. Tyler, I love the airplane spin.
Oh, it's great.
With the ladder, too. Then Kofi runs into it. Just little things like that. Like it just worked. It really did. What were you going to say, Mike? You were going to say something with the...
I think it was a good overall match. I understand you had one heel team and one face team win.
Yeah.
Thank you for splitting the tag titles.
Yeah, thank God. Right? Thank you. They're not going to still be called Raw and SmackDown, right? I think they're going to be changed because they already.
No, I think they'll change them back
to what the WWE and the World
WWE
Tag Team.
WWE and the World Tag Team.
Bring them back to the way they were, man, and take away the even the design too. Put plates on them. Have them have the name plates on it or something too. Do that or something. How long do you have? I feel like A Town Down Under is going to have the belts for a little bit. I'm going to hate every single second of it.
Yep.
As much as I love,
I feel like at least one of those teams is going to have a redesign.
I think they're both going to be if they're going to change the name.
Yeah.
I would think so. But as much as I love R-Truth and The Miz too, I don't think they're going to hold on to them that long. I see them holding on to them for maybe a month, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was a good feel-good story. You know, I think that was good to have his WrestleMania moment. I liked it. So I have no complaints about this at all. This just shows the tag team division stacked.
Little Jimmy, we did it.
This is a good tag team division. And think about it. Street Profits weren't there. AOP wasn't there. And there's a bunch of other like this. There's a very good Triple H said he's very into tag team wrestling. Like we got some good tag teams. Where was the women's tag team belts? Where was the women's tag team belts, by the way? Interesting.
They were being held by people not that were in a match but weren't defending them.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Rey Mysterio and Andrade defeated Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio with the help of Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson. I knew Jason Kelsey was going to make an appearance. Yeah. Lane Johnson's big. Mm-hmm. He's a big dude.
Yeah, no.
I know Jason Kelsey's a big dude. I didn't realize Lane Johnson was that big.
Yeah, no, massive.
I love that they were involved with the Eagles mask too. But but this match itself though was, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, yeah.
People, a lot of people didn't like this match.
I don't.
I have a question. What happened to Dragon Lee?
Got hurt.
He got like I think he was legitimately hurt. Was he legitimate or was he? I thought it was legit.
He might actually be legitimately hurt on TV. He got taken out.
Yeah, but I kind of like the Andrade addition.
Yes.
Forgot how good Andrade was in the ring.
I know he said he didn't want to join initially.
Who, Andrade?
Yeah.
He wanted to do his own thing. Yeah. That was the thing. And I think he was looking to talk with Dominic Mysterio to join Judgment Day or do something with Judgment Day. And that's why I kind of thought we would get like him turning and attacking Rey. But I also forgot how good Andrade was in the ring. Mm-hmm. Like I love the fake running knee or whatever, and the backspin elbow. Like that's a great move. And then his running knees to the turnbuckle. I forgot how good he was in the ring.
I forgot how cool his finisher is.
Yeah, I forgot how overall his movesets was. Yeah. His double moonsault also.
Oh yeah.
Like. I don't know how the hell you do that, by the way. But and I think I like the other one too. I think it was, which one was it? Was it Cruz del Toro? They took on the rope and they launched him across.
Yeah, they launched him. Yeah.
They launched him across the I'm like, listen, if you're not on the card itself, you gotta make a moment. It worked. I overall thought this was a pretty solid, fun, like filler match. You know, nothing crazy, but it was good. And again, right call. I'd say for the moment, you know, I think they're gonna have a rematch at SummerSlam, Ray and Dom at least too. But don't have an issue with this match. Pretty good.
No, not at all.
Hate the complainers on it. This is the first one where I was like, I wanted more, but it was still good. Jey Uso defeated Jimmy Uso. this was a lot of like heartfelt stories and a lot of like storyline stuff. Mm-hmm. The action was okay, but I wanted a little more.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
I was looking at Facebook earlier and our colleague Justin gave it a thumbs down. I was surprised to see that.
I give it like a middle. Like the storytelling for and the build for it, great. I think me and Mike said last week just had a potential to steal the show. Mm-hmm. We thought. But like it like missed something. I think it was also a little shorter than what I wanted it to be, you know?
I wonder if they got their time cut a little bit.
But out of all of them, would you time cut that match? Like, out of all of them, like...
I don't know. I would have liked some sort of family involvement to it, which makes me kind of think that this isn't over.
No, when I saw nobody else was involved, like even like Rikishi or whatever, like, except for SummerSlam, I feel like.
Brian makes a good point too. They were hitting too many super kicks.
A lot of super kicks.
It's a main part of both of their offense, but
it was still better than some AEW matches. Who said that?
Sure. Who said that?
I didn't say that out loud. Yeah, it still wasn't terrible. I wanted more out of it.
They went the same amount of time as the Rey Mysterio match. Both matches were 11 minutes, 5 seconds.
That Rey Mysterio one seemed a lot longer.
It did. But see, it should be longer though.
It should be in the 20-minute range.
I was gonna say 20 minutes is.
You can make an argument for a little bit longer, honestly, with that, especially with two nights. You can make the argument could be a little bit longer. Tom Scavetta here says, "Sorry for the late to the party, guys, but woo, Tom, it's okay. It's okay. Better late than never. Give your thoughts on WrestleMania down below.
We haven't gotten to the big one yet, Tom, so you're good.
Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi defeated Damage Control. Jade Cargill looks good in the ring. Very good, I think.
Still a little green.
I mean, yeah, obviously. But it's not like...
She's a lot better.
No, she's gotten better than I think in AEW. I think she's improved just from being away from AEW alone, I feel like, too. Letting her do stuff instead of just being like the strong lady that just like powerhouse and that. Like, she's doing all these. Like, she's good, I think.
Yes.
You forget how good Naomi is, too. And Bianca. Like, that was a good team. Bury the tag team champions.
Yep.
Right?
Who took the pin? Remind me. Who took the pin?
I don't remember who took the pin. Was it Kai? I'm not sure. Why am I doing this? Because I don't know. It was still a good match. I just, I was like, the tag titles, There was no tag title. That wouldn't be too much of an issue, but, Still, but Jay Cargo looked very good in the match.
Yeah, I was impressed. The presentation is good, too. Mm-hmm. For her off the bat, which is great. I enjoyed the X-Men gear.
They should stick together.
Yes. No, I legitimately think they have a great face women's stable on their hands.
They don't even have to compete for the tag titles. Just kind of just be together,
No, yeah. One for all type.
Yeah, like they all stick together. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be for the tag titles unless you want to put them in a... Mike, say it with me. In a tag team. That's fine though. Sami Zayn defeated Gunther for the Intercontinental Champion. Gunther's reign ends at 666 days.
The devil.
Weird number of days, but Gunther. Mm-hmm. I just want to say I want to give Gunther his props as Intercontinental Champion. I think he revived that IC title. He even said it in multiple interviews that he wanted to bring greatness back to the IC title. I sure as hell thought he did throughout his run too. I think this was the right time to end it. I wish it was someone else besides Zayn. Maybe, but kind of looking at the whole storyline itself, too, I'm glad Zayn won here. It was an interesting choice for him to end Gunther's reign. I didn't expect it, though.
Yeah, I can plainly see what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Philadelphia. They did Rocky IV.
Yeah, that's kind of what
they did. Rocky IV. Gunther was Drago. Sammy had to will his way to a win.
It was still very good. The Huluva
kick. Oh, it was a fantastic match.
I love the Huluva kick.
Also, props in during this match, especially to Michael Cole.
Yeah.
The "Do you believe in miracles" line when he hit the last Huluva kick.
Yeah, like Michael Cole, man. I don't know why everyone rips him apart, man. He's so good. He really is.
It's because of the anonymous GM era.
Well, that's also, yeah. Well, hopefully, I think we all forgot about that maybe at some point, yeah. Too. Tom basically, but Gunther is a good dude. Iron Man, great fight by Zayn. But Gunther, yeah, I agree. Gunther is the better technician ring wise too. But mm-hmm. Zayn gets the pop from the crowd. Great charisma, great character work, and he has some good moves in his own right too. Mm-hmm. Gunther's the better wrestler, but I think Zayn has the better draw right now as IC champion too. So leads to me to think, and I think Mike, you says that Gunther is going to now be next in line for the. Either world heavyweight champion or even WWE. Like, he's next in line for the either world title, I would say.
I could see him getting drafted to SmackDown with Cody and that being a thing.
I don't know if I want to bury Gunther. They'll have him lose to Cody because I don't see Cody losing anytime soon. But we will get to that. I did like how Gable said, like, to Zayn, like, you don't need me. Like, you go out there. Like, Although a Gable Zayn match will be pretty good though too for the IC title.
I think it would be too. But yeah, I feel a Gable heel turn coming when he doesn't win.
I think Gable needs to be the IC champion at some point too.
I agree. I think he's a prime candidate to take it from Zayn.
Yeah.
Just not at first.
How long do you think Zayn's gonna hold on to the belt? I have two questions. First one, how long do you think Zayn's gonna hold on to the belt for?
Survivor Series or Rumble?
Do you think it's gonna be that long? You think it's gonna hold on for that long?
Yeah.
I was gonna say in between SummerSlam and Survivor Series.
Yeah, I would have said like
maybe
September.
Clash at the Castle.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
Gable?
You think Gable at that point, right?
Gable Stevenson?
Or Sheamus, the returning Sheamus.
Yes. Ooh. At Clash at the Castle, yeah.
Yeah, that would be and I want him to have the is old theme too. It's a shame. I want that old one, lobster head.
I want the castle to reverberate with Fella.
I would love that. Oh man, that'd be. I can't wait to see. I miss Sheamus at WrestleMania.
Sheamus.
I missed him. I missed the Sheamus there. But the next question: when is Gunther going to challenge for the world title right away? Or are you going to give it a couple weeks?
I would give it to him right away, but that's just me. Ooh. Not give it to him, but give him the title match right away.
You don't think he wins Money in the Bank, do you think? You think he wins Money in the Bank?
I have right now in my head, I have two men's winners for Money in the Bank. It's either Jay or it's Gunther.
If they're both in the Money in the Bank ladder match, that'd be really good though, too. Has Gunther been in the Money in the Bank ladder match? I don't think so, right?
No, he's been IC champion.
That's right. Actually, no, but they've done that before where they put him in there.
That's true, but I think he's actually defended it.
Oh, good. He's a fighting champion, too, he's got to be in the ranks of one of the top, if not one of the best Intercontinental champions, right?
I would say so, and not just because he has the longest reign. Like, he had a great reign.
Definitely the best reign overall. Like, one singular reign, obviously. Mm-hmm. Maybe overall champion, I would still put Miz and Jericho above him.
I was going to say Miz, Jericho.
But if we're talking, like, just one singular reign, then I would probably put Gunther's up there.
One Roman reign?
No. The main event for night one.
Not anymore.
The Bloodline defeated Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And because of this, night two, the main event will be held under Bloodline rules. And
whatever we'll get that,
to
that is.
Whatever the heck of that. Well, we kind of figured out. We kind of figured out what it was.
It was a Nigerian drum fight, wasn't it?
Yep. It essentially was a Nigerian drum fight.
On top of a Punjabi prison.
I will say, though, with this match, first off, Rock looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not as rusty as I thought he would.
I was worried about that, but he looked good. He trained a lot for this up with his 6 a.m. gym videos 8 days a week, so we knew that was going to be the case.
14 pancakes.
Yeah, 14 pancakes. Yeah, he's done that before. His cheat meal, too, with his 40,000 workouts in the Iron Paradise, too. It was a good match. This was fun. This was a fun match.
It was long.
It was longer than I remember.
44 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how long it was. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it went. Yeah, a good amount of time.
It felt like that. I would have knocked off 10 minutes to give it to the Usos, in my opinion.
Yes.
I would have done that, right?
You could have. In hindsight, you could have.
Still, but again, Rock looked good. Everybody looked good in this match, too. And I liked, there's a meme now of Roman spearing the Rock and Rock's reaction against Spear. there's a meme.
That's
now
great.
There's actually, you know what, like those CapCut TikTok templates?
Yeah.
Like when they make the GIFs. There's one now of Roman looking at Rock and Rock going like this, and people are making memes out of that on TikTok.
Nice.
So I'm like, I love when wrestlers make an appearance on TikTok with captions like that. There's a Paul Heyman one on there too. they're absolutely great. Nothing wrong though. I wish it was a little long, but overall, that was a good night one main event, I would say.
I would say so.
But I think I think it was Rock Pin Cody, right? Yeah. But
yeah. I would have had it be Seth if you're gonna do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it built the story of night two.
Yeah.
When I saw that happening, I'm like, Cody's winning night two. That's gotta be how, if it's the pin it like this, to. Like it has to be along the lines like that. Because if it was Rollins, I would have been like, I'm not sure. Has anyone won a belt at the same Mania?
Yes.
Who?
Seth. He lost to Randy and then cashed in.
Oh, that's right. I was also thinking Hulk Hogan. He lost earlier in the night at WrestleMania 9, then challenged Yokozuna for the belt, too.
After Yokozuna beat Bret Hart.
Yes. That was a weird time in wrestling, too. Great look of it, WrestleMania 9. One of the worst manias, but had the best, like.
Yeah, the Coliseum look did not.
I thought it looked cool, but it wasn't a good overall WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It was a fun time,
I'm saying it didn't save.
So this is the third time this has happened.
Mm. Yes.
Because Daniel Bryan had two matches, but won the first one against Triple H, then one later in the night, too. So I don't think anybody did that.
Even with two nights.
Well, yeah, because Drew won two matches. He faced the Big Show after WrestleMania, winning the WWE Championship. Remember that?
No.
Do you guys remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. That's going too far. No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Fonz, do you want your official time stats for night one?
I would like the official time stats for night one. Okay. Let's get to it.
Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch was 17:05.
About right.
The six pack tag ladder match was 17:25. Okay.
That's a good time, I would say. It's good for both.
As I mentioned earlier, Rey Mysterio and the Usos match were 11:05.
Short.
Weird, because the tag one felt longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Uso one felt shorter.
Uso.
The Damage Control Jade Cargill match was 8:05.
Really?
Yeah, it was short.
It was good, though.
It was good.
Yeah. Sami Zayn and Gunther was 15:30.
It's a good.
It's perfect.
And the Bloodline main event was 44:35.
With the stipulation being the night two was going to be under Bloodline rules. Good. I figured those times would be. That made sense at all. And a lot of little things in between, too, like celebrations. Who was who? A little bit of a who's who. A lot of celebrities were at WrestleMania, by the way.
Yeah.
This is like,
it's cool.
Triple H is really just making it the treating it like a Super Bowl. Like, this is like, get all the celebrities out there.
It's the Super Bowl of pro wrestling.
Like, get all the celebrities out there. Let them have, then all the celebrities, like, generally look like they had a blast there. I thought they were just like standing there just to stand there. Like, they all looked like they were having fun.
Yeah, it wasn't like just like a public appearance for them.
Yeah, I think they legit bought the tickets themselves. Like, it looked like
I would not doubt it.
You guys know the comedian Drewski on Instagram? Like, those things. He was there wearing a Padres. So random. He did a reaction to the ladder match, and he was like, oh my God, this is 100% real. Like, because he never watched wrestling before. It was his first time ever, like, doing, like, wrestling stuff. It was just funny. Awesome. He's there with, like, other rappers, too, I think. Like, T-Pain was there night, too.
T-Pain was there. Obviously,
Lil Wayne was there.
Lil Wayne was there. Yeah. Lil Wayne with Jay.
Jay, I was like,
a little unnecessary, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I wanted
yeah, more. No, I sat back and I was like, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I know I like Lil Wayne, but I wanted a little more out of it, I guess.
Why?
Yeah, I thought
why?
I thought he was gonna freestyle the theme, but he didn't.
He didn't. No, he rapped a little bit and then
he sang a milli and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Look how small Lil Wayne is too, by the way.
Oh, he's tiny.
Yeah, well, we'll get to Brian's comment too, because that was something I don't understand. That one. Night two. So Drew McIntyre defeated Seth Rollins to win the World Heavyweight Champion. That completed with a tweet in the middle of the match saying "Bored at work, LOL," which is, God, I love heel Drew. I liked face Drew for a little bit. He carried the pandemic era, but goddamn. Heel Drew is great.
Angry heel Drew is awesome.
Angry heel Drew with the accent is absolutely.
Dare I say he's a psychopath?
Scottish variety?
The Scottish.
No.
This is good.
It adds, you know, being a heel just adds a whole new air to him.
Yeah. Surely Drew was humble just went backstage, not cause any issues for himself, too. Well, here's the thing, too. He got a little bit of a tussle with CM Punk, and they got into it, and then all of a sudden, you believe it's the only way Damian Priest ran down there to cash in and to win the World Heavyweight Championship. So, Mike, we have a successful cash in.
Yep.
Not to your, you're not happy about it.
It's not that I'm not happy about it. It's just I really wanted Drew to hang on to it for a little bit.
Yeah, I really did too.
By the way,
if it was to cash in tonight.
Yeah, give him 24 hours with the belt.
Yeah.
Drew and Seth went 10 and a half minutes.
Seth, how long was the cash in exactly?
9 seconds.
I think as far as the match itself too, give it to credit to Seth for like all these injuries and whatever piling up. Like he put on a good match for what he could.
Fantastic.
For what he could do. And by that entrance was just way too much, but I loved every second of it.
Yeah,
too.
I'm not a huge fan of his outfits. Like I could do without.
I loved it though. Seth's gotta take time off, right?
Yeah.
No, not until we get to the
main. He's gotta go be a dad.
Let him relax a little bit too. So now we have officially three champions in the World Heavyweight Championship. We were complaining, Mike, there's only been one for the whole year. Now we're at three in the span of 24 hours. So nothing wrong with that. How long is Priest going to hold on to the belt for?
Survivor Series.
That's way too long.
No.
I
Money in the Bank.
I give it Bash in Berlin. I give it Bash in Berlin. I'm being nice. That's in the middle of SummerSlam and Money in the Bank.
Okay, so it's in like late July.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the end of August. It's like the couple weeks after SummerSlam. Sorry, I'm thinking of something else.
No, I'd give him Money in the Bank.
I would give it a little bit.
Unless they really believe in him, which maybe they do.
I like Damian Priest.
Him too. It's just he didn't feel World Heavyweight Championship.
So, but like Brian has, is this going to mean we're just going to do a Punk and Drew? Is Punk good to go now?
Yeah, I know.
He has been saying that he's okay.
Punk will come back when he wants to. And Triple H would be like,
at a Bleacher Report earlier, and they said that Drew Punk was going to be one of the rivalries that kick off after Mania.
I think then they'll probably do a Drew Punk rivalry for a little bit.
Now I could see Drew Punk starting with a cut with like 2-3 weeks of just talking.
Yeah.
Before they fight, but yeah, I think he's gonna be ready.
And then Drew takes Priest's belt, or do you think it'll be Punk then? I will take it. Like I'm not sure who would take it next from Priest.
From Priest, Drew.
Think so, right?
I think Drew, and then Punk takes it from Drew.
Yeah, define a little bit with that. I don't know how long. What's a little bit?
9 seconds. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. They said he had it for 5.5 minutes.
That's way too long. There was not 5 minutes in between the end of that match, and no way.
That's what they said.
No way. You know WWE likes a little bit of what they do, Bert. They fudge those numbers. That's a callback. If you guys know.
By the way, am I on Raw Talk for the night?
No, because Daddy H is in the middle of the ring.
Okay, I didn't know if you had you had it on.
Also, he was introduced as Paul Triple H Levesque.
That's what he's using now.
No, I refuse to believe it. It's still Triple H. I don't care.
Hold on.
Paul, listen, you've done this long enough where it's literally that you're Triple H to me. Thank you, Hunter. Yeah, obviously. 100%. You know what, Bert? I'm going to allow Raw Talk during this. We can talk a little bit sprinkling here, and I'll allow it because we're going to be here with this stuff here too. Bobby Lashley, and so I think we're good there, right?
We finished up with that one too.
Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits defeated the Final Testament. If you guys haven't already, go on Karrion Kross's Instagram and look at his post-match comments on, yes, he accepts the loss, but he likes how it all kind of played out, saying that he's saying to Bobby, like, Montez got the WrestleMania moment and you didn't.
I love it.
And I'm like, dude, I'll send it to you. I'm like, dude, Kross just made that loss and he kind of looked like the win. Yeah, Kross, he looked good. That was a fun match. And Bubba Ray Dudley made an appearance too.
Yes, he did, and that was awesome.
The only bad thing was the botch with the table. That's gonna be on Botchamania, but they made it work. Don't worry, it didn't look that. But they overall, this was really good match.
I love it.
There's nothing wrong. And then and AOP, the New Testament, they're gonna keep that faction around for a little bit, I think, right? You gotta keep you don't split them up. I don't want them to. You keep
No.
You even keep the Street Profits and Bobby for a little bit.
Yes. Well, they gave them an official name, so now I think they're sticking around.
So that they as they should. I still miss the Hurt Business.
They're called the Pride.
Where's MVP? I miss MVP.
He's with Omos.
I know. Where's all
he almost won the Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Who won that? Bronson Reed won it, right?
Bronson Reed won that, yeah.
Great. I like Bronson Reed, but for that, good job. Big Show's a former winner. So was Baron Corbin.
And Cesaro.
That's right. Cesaro won the first one, but the Big Show over the thing, by the way. And that was the decline of Cesaro's career, which we didn't want to happen, but it happened. L.A. Knight defeated A.J. Styles. What do you think of AJ's new theme?
I thought that was new. I was like, he hasn't been using this, has he?
It's new.
I like it.
People hate it already.
Yeah, but he needs something new.
What happened?
It's Kobe Rhodes.
Oh, the crowd's going to go.
Our new.
What if Roman makes an appearance tonight?
So in that Bleacher Report article I read.
Yeah.
Roman's going to go fight the final boss. That was the.
Where?
Yeah, that's his next thing. It's either SummerSlam or next year's WrestleMania.
It's got to be next year's WrestleMania.
And then Cody's first opponent would be the man that injured him.
Seth?
Yeah.
No, Seth, go take time off.
Seth, you need Seth. You literally have Seth. A broken leg, and you were hobbling at the, when and Cody back. Was celebrating. And you it wasn't a fake. You legitimately looked like you were hurt. Please take some time off, please.
The article stated that because Seth gave his body to help Cody.
It's like, you owe me.
Yeah. You owe me.
So we're going to have two you owe me storylines because it's going to be Gable and Zayn.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention this, by the way. Did you see the ladder? I don't know if Ryan was talking about the ladder match where Priest was walking up and the bottom of the ladder buckling. And the ref was trying to tell Priest to, like, don't use that ladder. Like, I think that was legit. She was saying, like, do not use that ladder. Oh, yeah.
She was telling him that, like, hey, did you forget the script?
Yeah, but like
this is the gimmick ladder.
Yeah, but like, that's the, but like, I saw Miz climbing up and I'm like, that's going to snap. And he's, thank God it didn't, though. I'm talking about AJ. I like it. Yeah, people hated Roman's theme at first. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't like it.
Yeah. See, the thing is like, you have to give it time for the see the character that's associated with it.
Phenomenal was a great one. It was phenomenal.
good description of it.
Yeah, but it was a good. It's a good one. It's on my Spotify playlist. I do like it. This new one, it's something different. He's just the angry dad now. AJ Styles just the angry dad now.
The angry soccer dad.
The angry soccer dad, though. He's never cutting his hair, right? Like, he has to stay with the hair for the rest.
No.
Sorry for asking that question.
Rest of his life.
He has to keep it forever. Although short-haired AJ Styles was a treasure, too. But overall, the LA Knight AJ Styles match, pretty good. No complaints with that one.
I liked it,
By the way, the Philadelphia Street Fight was 8 minutes, 35 seconds. And the LA Knight match was 12:25.
That's a good time for Knight and Styles.
Profits could have went a little longer.
Yeah. Mm.
Stupid, and your stupid soccer mom hairstyle. Hold on.
You just made the list.
That was a good. That stupid soccer mom hair. That one could have went a little bit longer. All the way. Also, is LA Knight just sponsored by Slim Jim now?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it's just him, like, nobody else.
I love how he gave away the car on the way to the ring.
I love that. Like, he's just a full spokesman for Slim. He's like, who was it? Macho Man, right? With Slim Jim?
Yeah.
Like, Macho Man, like, and then Edge. And
Edge,
then
too. That's right. Edge. He was with Slim Jim.
Little Edge.
Yeah. And LA Knight's just a spokesman for Slim Jim. I've never had a Slim Jim.
Really?
They're pretty good.
They're actually not bad. I mean, they are absolutely not good for you, but.
Yeah, it's a dried up meat stick.
It's not even. But see, the thing is, it's not like Jack Link's. Jack Link's is dry.
I don't like
Slim Jims. Are not. Slim Jims are super greasy.
Ooh, and a little plastic.
But not like that. Not like dripping greasy. But
like Michael Nakazawa greasy.
No, yes. Not like Baby Oil. No. Don't tease him with that, bird.
Logan Paul defeated Kevin Owens and Randy Orton to retain the U.S. title. First off, Kevin Owens, national treasure. Yes. I want to protect this man at all costs with the golf cart. I like how he backed up Randy Orton to pick up Randy Orton. And Randy was just like, slow down, because Kevin was literally flooring it, by the way. I'm like, if he fell off, that could have been bad. I need to remind everybody that Logan Paul, incredible athlete.
Yes.
Damn it, he impresses me every single time. He's grown on me a lot more. I'm becoming a fan of Logan Paul, the wrestler. I am. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, Bert, but I will admit it. As much as I wanted Kevin Owens to win or Randy Orton, I don't know how long he's on the belt for, but damn it, he's putting on some great matches. This dude's an incredible athlete.
I'm wondering, are Owens and Orton going to be a tag team now?
Do we put them in a...
It feels like it.
Are we putting them in a...
tag team?
They could kind of work, though. Just two angry older wrestlers.
Yeah.
Just like... yeah, Logan just has it.
That's their team name is Too Old for This.
Too Old for the Two Old Angry Men. It's a list of Randy Orton's random tag team partners, by the way, too.
Angry Old Men. Oh, yes. It adds another one to the list.
My favorite was still RK-Bro. Loki kind of missed that one.
Rated RKO.
Oh, sorry. Rated RKO. Sorry.
Come on.
So no KSI made an appearance, but I Show Speed.
Yeah.
Made an appearance. You guys don't know. Bert, you know who Speed is? Does Bert have any idea who I Show Speed is?
Absolutely not, no.
He is a popular Twitch streamer / YouTuber. Friends with those guys in the YouTube streaming era. Showed up in a Prime bottle. And
I saw that.
And Yorn. And also, he said, dropped a couple of F-bombs, and they censored it, if you guys heard that, by the way. And Sean Rossaf tweeted, somebody didn't tell the Prime bottle to chill with the F-bombs. He just kept going at it, and he barked at Randy Orton, and Randy Orton barked back at him and gave him an RKO. I think he's at that point now where like he's just like enjoying it. Like he was just like all for this section too. He probably has no idea who this guy is, but he's just like, I'm gonna give this guy an RKO.
Whatever.
Table didn't break, by the way, which is
kind of shocking.
I was expecting it to break.
Yep. By the way, Brian has the right answer.
Yes.
That's the right answer.
You get the Akeem Nicks laugh, Brian. Congratulations.
By the way,
the fifth best Giants receiver.
That match lasted 17 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay, that's not
a pretty good match, too. How long is Bull gonna hold on to the belt for? And who's next to challenge him for it? He goes to it's in Cleveland in SummerSlam, right?
That's why he kept it.
Is he gonna drop it?
I think he's gonna drop it.
He's gonna drop it. He tried to drop it in his hometown. Who would he drop it to, though?
Oh.
Well, if he wasn't a tag champion, I'd say Miz, because that's...
We've acknowledged the Stardust nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Apparently, the producers cut a video for Cody, and Triple H introduced it, and they had Dashing Cody Rhodes and Cody with the mask and Stardust in a portion.
I like what about Cody with the mustache?
Whereas I haven't seen Mustache Cody.
The gimmick was just him with the mustache.
He has a mustache.
That was an underrated gimmick, I would say, too.
And genuinely, Fonz, what's really cool about this, I genuinely think as good of an actor as Cody is, he did not know this was going to be a thing.
No. Oh, really?
He's standing in the ring crying.
Yeah, I don't have cable in my room where I'm doing this right now, so I haven't the other TV. I got to check this out a little bit later, though, too.
Yeah.
Brian says Randy or Kevin.
I could see it still being one of them.
Who's the next Twitch streamer going to show up for?
Who's the Prime bottle next?
Who's the Prime bottle next?
It
can't be Jake Paul. It can't be Jake Paul.
No, but it's got to be Jake Paul at some point.
Yeah, right.
That's like a Mania, though.
That's got to be for next year's Mania, I would say.
Because
he's too busy fighting Mike Tyson.
I want it to be Destroying.
Yeah. Yeah, that would actually...
He's got to kick somebody.
Yeah, that would be very good. Or maybe LA Knight takes it from him. I wouldn't mind LA Knight getting back into being champion.
You mean...
L.A. Nah. Slim Jim. Yeah.
Yeah.
So next up, second to last match, Bayley defeated Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship, not the Women's World Championship, Women's Standard Women's Championship. This, I know the main event took over, but this was a very good match in its own right, too. If you guys didn't watch it, I highly recommend it. This was a really, really good feel-good story. How long was this match, Bert?
14 minutes, 20 seconds.
And that was a perfect time, like the 15-minute mark, I would say.
Oh, you emotional bastards.
What happened? By the way, Chef's kiss, by the way, for the women's match, too. I know I'm not watching Raw Talk right
you
now.
You sappy emotion. They crushed him at the end there.
Yeah. What happened?
The last three slides. First of all, the music. Yeah. But the last three slides are Cody with his daughter.
Aw.
Dusty holding up the title when he won at the Garden before they took it away.
Wow.
And then Cody holding it up on the turnbuckle like Dusty was last night. And now they're hugging. Oh, okay. I can't.
Triple H, anyway, man. Yeah. This was, listen, let's be real. If Vince was running this, he wouldn't drop it tonight to somebody.
No.
Thank God. Triple H is like embracing historical stuff. And he's just embracing with this era in wrestling, too.
I love it.
But this woman's match.
Yeah. No, it was a chef's kiss. Phenomenal storytelling.
It didn't need to be that long. Didn't need to be that long. Very good.
It didn't need to be that
long. No, I'm saying 15, I'm saying 14 minutes is like perfect.
Yeah, 14 minutes
like,
is good. It didn't because the story had been told so well up until that that point. You didn't need much.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I got most hyped about, other than her winning, was the Hey Bailey chants were back.
They so kept going.
Like, yes.
They kept going. They kept going. Okay, let's find this man live, dude. They're gonna if I watch this, am I gonna cry?
Yes.
What
the Cody thing? Am I
yes. God, oh, yes. I'm not. I'm actively trying not to look at it so that I don't.
I want to say I will now get to the main event because Cody Rhodes defeated Roman Reigns for the undisputed Universal WWE Championship. Now, technically speaking, Rhodes. Sorry, sorry. he's still technically WWE and Universal. He's still technically
both.
Has both tied. Now, probably at the end of Raw, when this comes out, it'll probably be changed. Maybe by the end of Raw, maybe by the end of the segment, they'll probably announce it'll be just one title, or Cody will say there's something different.
I think it'll be the WWE title.
Just be the regular WWE champ, retire the Universal Championship. But then maybe, you know, when we come back, we'll do a Universal Championship, the proper send-off by giving our ranking all of our favorite Universal Champions from worst to first. Spoiler alert. That's what I plan on doing. But this match and Bloodline rules. Now, we figured out what Bloodline rules was.
It just meant
just everybody just show up.
Just the Bloodline can show up whenever they want.
Yeah, and that's it. There really wasn't weapons, just a steel chair. Yeah. Was the table used at all?
No, it was a whole thing to make them boo Roman. That
yeah,
was pretty much it.
That wasn't the no ladders, no weapons, no kendo. Was there no?
Yeah, it was kendo stick.
Kendo stick wasn't hit though. He missed right with it.
Or was it
there was the weight belt too.
Oh yeah, the weight belt.
Yeah, okay, the weight Mama Rhodes weight belt. What happened?
I am so sorry. He is addressing Samantha Irvin.
Yeah.
She got very emotional too.
She did.
But this match as well. What I liked about this was I liked the legends that came back. Rock. Yeah. Everybody was involved from callbacks, Solo. The Usos, John Cena, The Rock, obviously. The friggin' Undertaker showed up out of nowhere.
I know.
But, yeah, that gave me chills. And then Seth Rollins with the Shield attire.
Yeah.
I liked how there was so much involved, and also at the same time, it wasn't too much taking over the action.
Also, there were a pair of floating jean shorts, too. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, too.
I saw at one point I was seeing a floating t-shirt and then hat, some wristbands,
and then it went away.
Then it was just
the hat. The hat flew by itself.
The wind was strong over there in Philadelphia.
Sure, it was.
No, but it was like Mike. It was quick. Like, all right, little appearances.
They played their parts.
Jimmy came out. Jay came out, and then
that spear.
That's right. They weren't involved.
They don't
in that
show
anymore.
Up again. Right.
Solo comes in for a little bit. Cena, which is a good callback for Cena to come back attack Solo.
I hadn't thought that might be a thing, but
that's why I kind of feeling Cena. If Solo's back, Cena's got to come back. Like Solo gone. See you later.
Okay. Right.
Rock comes down. Rock bottom to Cena. Cena, you're gone.
Gone.
Undertaker. I don't know. How was he involved in this at all? Comes in, chokeslams Rock. Okay. Bye. See you later. And then, Seth. Then. But still, gone. That's it. I saw this on TikTok, and I'll send this to you guys too, that this was very good long-term storytelling with Seth Rollins coming out in the Shield gear and Roman like having the chance to win this match, But looking back and attacking Rollins, hitting Rollins with the chair because someone that he still never got over Rollins breaking away and like breaking up the Shield, because everyone else did their own thing, but Roman still kept the Shield kind of character with the outfits and the music and whatever. Right. Too. Like he still kept that, but he took away, he got distracted from taking out Rhodes and took out Rollins. People were saying like people didn't notice that. I'm like, yeah, that's actually a very good point. With
in
that.
The exact same way that Seth turned on him the first time.
Exactly. Like I was like, this is like very good.
And it's, you could do so much with just that one moment.
Yeah.
With Roman, whenever he, cause I think he's taking some time too.
Yeah. He's got it.
All of the interactions with like Rock and Cena and Undertaker were all callbacks to their own WrestleMania moments.
Exactly.
As well.
Which I love.
Which is so good.
Long-term storytelling.
I loved it.
But like what I really want to see them do with Roman now is like bring this up and remind him like you may have spent the last 4 years building up this tribal chief persona and hiding behind, you know, this island of relevancy, but you're still that same guy. If you're going to peel the curtain back enough, you're still Liaki. Deep down, you are still Liaki.
He still never got over it. Like he's still upset about it. And that's his weakness. No matter how much he's won, how long he's had the belt, that was the one weakness.
And you know what just kind of occurred to me? You could turn him face with that.
You can. You can with Reigns.
You need to forgive Seth and stop being so angry.
Yeah. But like this was such good. And then it took Cody 9 crossroads to beat Reigns. But yes.
Paul Heyman.
Great.
Jeff's kiss.
I love Paul Heyman so much.
No.
Don't disrespect my tribal chief.
Get up, my tribal chief.
I loved, again, it didn't take over the match with the because if this was a Vince run era, Undertaker would have been out there for 20 minutes. Rock would have been there the whole time. Cena would have been out there the whole time. We would have forgotten that. It would have been like, honestly, The Miz beating Cena.
Yep.
At Mania, where Rock took over and whatever. Like, we forgot that Miz won that match. It was just a build-up to, like, that's what it would have reminded me of if Vince ran it, because it would have overtaken with the Legends. It combined the current era with people's era growing up into one, like, passing the torch in the span of how long was the match, Bert? Was this, like, 30-minute?
33 minutes, 25 seconds.
In the span of 30 minutes, we had a whole new era of passing of the torch wrestling.
Yeah, it's.
I don't think people realize that until like a year or two later. And be like, yeah, this was like the changing moment.
This was
the
turning point. Yeah.
Because this was the first Mania without Vince. Remember that? No McMahon fan was all Triple H ran it. Ran it all by other people. I'm saying like it was Triple H based run Mania. And this was a perfect length. Now, obviously, me being selfish, I wish the Legends were around a little bit longer. But you know, but that's just being but also
he did do it.
What?
The final boss is coming.
The final boss is coming. Bert, did I just overhear him say that he's the WWE champion?
Undisputed champion, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought
The Rock is here?
The Rock is here
holding the Brahma Bull belt.
Oh, of course.
Wearing the Versace.
No, although he did have some great outfits. I'll give him that though too.
Why do I feel like he's about to turn face and shake his hand?
That might be the case.
And now they're playing 90s Rocky theme.
So, overall, did you guys love this match as much as I did?
Yes.
I know Mike did because we watched.
Perfect. Well, it was true. We watched it together.
It was perfect.
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 Down to the last minute details. No,
it had the details.
And that's the thing. The little things. They did the little things right.
They didn't even go into the crowd that much.
That's no.
Fine. Perfect. A little bit, like 5 minutes. Boom. Mm-hmm. Come back.
Still, they kept the spotlight. And I don't know. I said this to Fonz when we were watching it on the live stream last night. One of the other little things that got me was before the match, how unlike all the other title matches, they turned all the house lights down.
Yeah.
It felt like a box. It felt like a main event world championship boxing match.
And the cameras too, like the camera pan and everything too. Like this was good. I really honestly, I have no issues with it. And I loved all the appearances. I really thought when the Shield music hit,
I
really thought Ambrose was coming back. I looked up like, was Ambrose's contract up with AEW? Because I'm going to be real with you, I think now that Vince is gone,
he could come back.
I could see him coming back.
Now
I can see him coming back. And honestly, I can see him coming back as John Moxley.
Yeah, I could see them allowing.
I know it's different people, but
yeah, Sean, but they think
Sean Spears came back as Sean Spears, not Ty Dillinger.
Right, yeah.
But they acknowledged
that he was Ty Dillinger.
So I'm just saying. Now the question is, Reigns is gone for a little bit, right? He has to be.
I would think so.
Reigns had a historic run. I think he gets his flowers. You know, I think
100%.
Historic run. We talked about this. I said Reigns needed a little bit of a change. You want to get fans to appreciate it and watch him, and now boom, do a character change, give him a manager, go with his roots, or do something along the lines like that. Just come in there, like come in, wreck shop, leave, like something like that. Like literally come in, destroy,
wreck everyone, get out. Leave.
That's what it was. Wreck everyone, leave. And he did that, and it worked for 1,300 days. I thought maybe they were gonna break Hogan's record, but Cody had to finish the story now. When you're doing with the way they're looking with a new Raw intro and everything and a draft, like they had to do a new person. I think this is the perfect kind of way to bring it in here, by the way.
Yeah, Triple H acknowledged that this was a new era and that Cody would lead the charge.
The Renaissance era, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need a payoff for this rivalry. I know he said many technically, but have one of the obvious on fit. Yeah,
there's something there.
We're going to get a Seth Roman rivalry again. Yeah. We're going to get there because they've always put on great matches though, between those two.
And I feel like that's, like I said, that's the one where you, if you want to turn Roman face, you can do it in that using that feud.
But I think it's best
have it be like, you have to, you just have to forgive me. And frankly, you could have Seth be like, you know what? If it's going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just do it.
I think you can have Reigns off TV for a little bit too, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, the company will always be better with him, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Clearly. Yeah, 100%.
But it doesn't need him right now.
Yeah.
He has done enough.
He can take some time off.
And all those that are saying he doesn't need any time off because he was a part-timer, okay, I dare you to be the face and main world champion of a company for over 1,300 days, whether you're on TV or not, that's still a burden, pressure. I mean, John Cena was on the Pat McAfee show today, and he told Pat what he said to Cody backstage last night. As Cody was holding the belt, he said, "Feel that? You feel how heavy it is?" Cody was like, "Yeah." He said, "It's going to get heavier every day."
That's what's going to be. Those belts are heavy, by the way. Not
Yeah, they're like 30, 40 pounds.
They're like legit belts.
They are.
Yeah.
It's very hairy.
The authentic ones, right?
Yeah.
You, Bert, you don't have one, do you? Or did you?
I do not. But I went to WWE Day in 2019 at Citi Field.
Okay.
And they had the belt there.
And you held on. I remember this. Yes, I remember this.
That's heavy.
You imagine how many times per night they lift it.
Yeah. So this is a, hold on, the WWE. All right, so this is what I forgot to mention this, by the way. This is what it is. WWE is set to open and host the WWE Experience, an indoor theme park around WWE. And guess where it's going to be?
Saudi Arabia.
Jeddah Saudi. And it opened on February 16th, 2024, by the way.
Okay.
But they just promoted it now.
Cool.
The crowd is cursing out Rock.
I got to go back in. I got to go check this out. Overall, guys, WrestleMania. Is this the best WrestleMania?
It might be.
Post-COVID.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, for sure. I would say this is the best one in like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I personally love 35 because Kofi Mania won.
Yeah.
And the Becky and like all that. But it was long. Yeah. So there's a lot of dull ones. This definitely might be. Definitely post-COVID.
Yeah.
Past 10 years, I can easily say that.
Yeah.
I can definitely say that. saw about this.
Perfect. Perfect ending.
Wrestling's cool again.
I've said it to myself and to people several times since last night. I love professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, this is
Michael Cole.
This is why I'm into it. Yeah.
Michael Cole even said
it too. And I love that he said professional wrestling.
And Philly is a tough crowd. They hate The Rock. And honestly, that's fine. Listen, let Cody have his moments. Why is Cody?
The idea.
Yeah, I'm not watching. Is The Rock like legit? Like trying to like.
He's trying,
but he's only said like two sentences. Yeah, he's getting the Dom treatment right now. Every time he lifts the microphone,
I love that. I think if anybody can make it work, The Rock can make it work. Sure. The Rock can make it work.
He's trying not to laugh right now.
Recently, recency bias, we might have it, but like check back with us in a couple of months too, maybe too. But overall, yeah. Mania, some good stuff. Do you have anything else? We're gonna wrap on out of here.
I think that'll do it.
We're good.
Just a reminder, people, like we do every single year after WrestleMania, we do take some time off. We do have the Raw Mania crowd after, by the way, too. Which, by the way, guys, if Tama Tonga shows up, did you see what he posted on Instagram?
Yes.
The minute WrestleMania ended, Albert, he posted a telephone. With the red telephone, I'm like, oh my god, he's coming to Raw. He better come to Raw, maybe probably not too. But
side note, because I told you last night, but I don't know if Bert saw it. Bert, did you see who signed supposedly with WWE?
No,
Jacob Fatu. Some people thought he was going to show up last night as part of Bloodline.
Might as well just throw him in there too. But like we talk about here, after WrestleMania, we do take some time off a couple of weeks. We come back around Money in the Bank the week before, I would say, to kind of preview the Money in the Bank ladder match. Double, or I think whatever one comes first, more than honestly, I hate AEW, so probably Money in the Bank, honestly. Maybe AEW will improve by then, who knows. Yeah. But we take some well-deserved time off because a new season. Because from now till Backlash until Money in the Bank, it's going to be a lot of things are going to be repeating. We're going to have some Backlash's theme is. The Backlash from WrestleMania. Like
WrestleMania rematches.
It's going to be a lot of WrestleMania, which, again, they're good because WrestleMania was great, but we always say we take some time off. We will be back around Money in the Bank, so stick around with the review and preview stuff. We'll probably do some videos here along the way and whatnot, too. But keep us, follow us or anything to make sure you stay updated with everything, too. AW, is that another special show?
Cool.
Great. AW. Listen, I don't want to bash AW, but
yeah,
I already have India after the Great Kali thing. Mike, any parting words for the show?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for watching, listening, wherever and whenever you may be. We hope you enjoyed WrestleMania as much as we did. And if you enjoy watching us the way you enjoyed watching WrestleMania, check out some of the other stuff we do. Fonz has Slickback Kickback Report, as well as Fonz Talks Jerseys. He's putting out some great content over there. It's fantastic. Bert has a YouTube channel under the name Grillbert Supreme. Got some great videos over there, including one where Fonz has magic powers as well as a comic convention compilation he himself put together. It's fantastic. Go check out his stuff. He's got stuff coming up that I think is going to be really interesting, including potentially something with Fonz and I. And Bert, you both are now within a driving distance of me. So I'm excited about that. And if for some reason you find that you like me,
we do,
which you have shown that you do, and I appreciate that very much, more than I can describe, check me out on Cinco Squad. We got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. We got a new episode of The Rotation coming. We got a new episode of Cinco Squad coming on Thursday. It's going to be a great time, talking all kinds of sports, March Madness. Tonight's a national championship game. It's in about an hour, so that's going to be fun to watch and be talking about. So, yeah, check us out this week.
Zach Edey would thrive in the 1980s. He wouldn't thrive today's game.
Can't shoot, can't dribble, can't move.
But he's big.
He's big.
Bert, any parting words for the fans of Four Corners?
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We love and appreciate you. And we'll see you at Money in the Bank.
Yes, we will be back here as well, too. Reminder, follow everything. Don't just follow everything with us. Follow everything with Review and Preview as well, too. We got a lot of good things coming. We're going to be coming back better than ever. Going to probably change up a little things here and there, too. We'll do some more non-podcast videos. We've been kind of busy. Everyone has been doing stuff here, but I appreciate both these guys for always being a part of it, too. We got a lot of stuff coming along the ways here with Four Corners too. So again, we're taking some time off. We will probably say week before Money in the Bank just to be sure too. But if things change, obviously we'll let you guys know. Follow Review and Preview on Instagram, Twitter, or X now it's called, excuse me, had YouTube and whatnot as well too. Gentlemen, I'm going to go check out the Roar after Mania because I heard it's really good, and I'm pretty sure The Rock just said shut the F up to the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm 90% sure he said that, and I have to watch this right now. Also, the Mets are down 4-1. Ellie De La Cruz hit a 450-yard bomb. That guy's very good at baseball as well.
Yes.
I will catch you guys later. Baseball talk. You guys are the best. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Cody. Ooh. He finally finished the story.
Now we just need Michael Nakazawa.
Ah,
damn it.
And we're going to continue that forever.